Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
You're listening to Achtung Law, broadcasting from the beautiful South Burnham. Accept no substitute.
Well, hello, dear listeners. Welcome to a slightly unusual post-weekend roundup show from Achtung Millwall. I was going to do one of my random fixtures for you, but it seems a little bit by the by in the aftermath of Saturday's shellacking up there at the City Ground, Nottingham. A 3-1 beating by Nottingham Forest, of course. A lot of echoing still online in the aftermath of that defeat. A lot of question marks being raised over Gary Rowett's management, the commitment of the squad, the tactics, you name it, everything's being questioned at the moment. So I thought it might be useful, because I did the post-match show with Harry in the immediate aftermath on Saturday. We recorded it practically within 20 minutes of the final whistle. And sometimes you don't always get the chance to reflect on the result. You don't have the chance to collate a lot of comments online, have a think about what you've seen, what you haven't seen in Saturday's case. And I thought it might be useful just to do that, given what seems to be, by common consent, something of a crisis point in Gary Rowett's management right now. Now, the question obviously that arose out of Saturday's defeat is it time to stick or twist? Is it time to change horses mid-race? Is it time, in a nutshell, to sack Gary Rowett? So a lot of comment online. I put a poll, which is unusual for me in circumstances of this kind of controversy where someone's job is on the line. I put a poll online with four options on the Achtung Millwall podcast Twitter feed. It's actually still running, 18 hours worth. We've had 727 votes, so I don't know how scientific these things ever are, but that's quite a lot of votes for anything, in my opinion. Local council elections get that kind of vote number sometimes, so I think it's got a reasonable validity to it. The question that I put online, dear listeners, is poll. Gary Rowett, is it time to call a taxi for Mr. Rowett? Should Gary Rowett stay or should he go? Interesting results. And not what I expected. I thought I'd give an answer that was nuanced, because to sack him right now provides as many problems as it solves, dear listeners, in my opinion at least, because we are, after Saturday's result, on the fringes of a relegation fight. We have a squad seemingly with good players in it, but seemingly not playing as a team, seemingly lacking team spirit, seemingly lacking what good old-fashioned spine, bollocks, arsehole, whatever you want to call it, seemingly lacking the fight for what could be a relegation campaign for the remainder of this season. So anyway, I put the four options to that question. Is it time to get a taxi for Mr. Rowett? Should he stay or should he go? As a Clash once saying. 25% are saying yes. Taxi for Mr. Rowett. Get rid of him now. 25%. Now, that's not as high as I might have expected. I think it's interesting that the answers, remaining answers, are variations on no, not yet. 18% say no, give him till the end of February. In other words, give him the transfer window. and give him the chance to at least start to get some results together, maybe review where we are at the end of Feb. So 25% say yes, sack him. 18% say give him till the end of February. 20% no, give him till the end of the season, this 2021 season. I'm forgetting what season I'm in. It's lockdown for you, dear listeners. Give him till the end of May, say 20%, one in five of the respondents to our poll, say give him to the end of the season. And the largest proportion of the lot, inarguably, say no, let him rebuild for 2021. 37%, dear listeners, are not for sacking him at all. Keep him to 2021, 22, sorry. And presumably, inbuilt into that expectation is give him the resources to start to change Millwall. Interesting answers. I mean, if you put aside the 25% saying sack him now, that gives 75% of Millwall fans responding to my poll on Twitter, which is not scientific and it's by no means any kind of definitive answer. But 75% of Millwall fans are saying no, keep him for the time being. So that's interesting. I think, because you have to know your colours to the mast in these things, and I got criticised for posting this. One chap came back at me and accused me of stirring up the shit, you know, playing to the gallery, which I'm not. I just think sometimes it's interesting to get a fair reflection of where we are at. Playing-wise, where we're at is rightfully on the fringes of the relegation fight out for the remainder of the season. But also, there seems to still be a body of opinion amongst Mill fans that says give Gary Rowett the opportunity to put this right, whether that be till February, till May, till the end of 2022, which is an interesting perspective. So most fans, from what I'm picking up here, are saying keep him. I think, and I've been thinking about this hard, I've been out for my constitutional this morning, dear listeners, my world famous morning constitutional walk, and I was thinking about this. I think I'm probably in the keep him and let him have the chance to rebuild the squad in his image. Now that's going to be a controversial thing to say, and I hope you'll all listen to our Saturday show with Harry, who's very much in the I don't think I'm paraphrasing here, Harry, but I think you're very much in the 25% get rid now in favour of Millwall-type players, and probably the epitome of the Millwall-type player in our current squad is Ben Thompson. I really like Danny Mack, who also looks like a Millwall-type player, probably with more skill than you know, from what we've picked up in the couple of appearances we've seen for him so far. He looks like a highly skilled young man and a player that would expect to go far in the game. But a Millwall boy, clearly, and that's good to see. Apart from that, most of the players are of varying degrees Millwall-type players, but obviously it's falling apart in terms of team cohesion, which is traditionally where we've achieved the most in our Millwall following lives. A reply has come in to that post. Stan LDN, Stan London, has said that he agrees with Harry and with the camp that say sack now. Stan's agreeing with Block 45 line, Harry, to an extent. In other words, he's agreeing to sack. But we won't get a better Millwall-type side than the one Neil Harris brought up. And this is the point. Neil Harris's side got found out badly in this Championship division. We do 100% need to change our style to be a top six side. The hard bit, says Stan, is finding a way to win while we make that transition. And that's a really interesting point. I wanted to include that in this little roundup piece, because I think that's actually the killer point. And as hard as it is to watch the shambles that we saw on Saturday, actually, if we have a sense that there's a transition taking place, and it may be that the likes of Ryan Woods are the kinds of players that we may have to get used to seeing to play this improved style, this top six Championship style, which is almost on the fringes of being a Premier League style of side, it moves us away from the high point of the Neil Harris point, time, which was that kind of apocalyptic night where we beat Everton 3-2 in a cup. Now, if an alien landed, dear listener, this is a strange vision I have. This is the kind of thing I think about when I'm walking. If an alien landed from another planet and said, what's Millwall all about? What's the essence of Millwall Football Club? I don't think I could show that alien or anyone else a better night than Mill 3, Everton 2 in the FA Cup. A climactic evening of intense combat. I'll use that word advisedly. On the pitch, building to a crescendo with Murray Wallace, the epitome of the committed average League One player, getting the final winning goal in the last moments of the game. And a kind of an explosion of noise, sound and fury. That is the Millwall that we all have been brought up with and that we all aspire to, you know, we yearn for, especially in this lockdown period. Stan's point is a good one. That Millwall, the one that we, just looking at the kind of great games of the past, the First Division days, the wins at Wembley, triumph at Wembley, but that Millwall will only take you so far. And if we aspire to be top six in the Championship and in the higher, perhaps, we have to change. And that is really, really difficult. Millwall's not a club, as we've seen this season in other areas, on and off the pitch. It's not a club or a fan base that adapts easily to change. So we are at a crossroads at the moment. The bulk of the support still, interestingly, in my opinion, favour retaining Gary Rowett's services. So I thought it might be interesting just to have a look and see what Gary said. Just keep in mind, obviously, if you can forget, how can you forget? It's just one win now in 15 games for Millwall. We sit 16th in the Championship, 7 points off of the third relegation spot. In my humble opinion, we don't have the players to engage in a relegation dogfight. Whether in the remaining fortnight or so of the transfer window, players can be brought in that will dig us out of this hole, possibly enable Rowett to play the kind of football that he wants, is going to be the $64,000 question. Speaking after the game on Saturday, Gary Rowett said to the BBC, it's time to get serious. Who is this? Let's Get Serious. Who did that song? That was one of the old 80s jazz funk disco bands. Let's Get Serious, says Gary Rowett, angered by lack of consistency. Now, this is a direct quote from the BBC website. He says, I spoke to the players in there in the dressing room and said, we've got to start getting serious. Too many times we're going out on the pitch and it almost looks as though we're waiting for something to happen. We've got to go and start grabbing games. We've got to start being more aggressive. You can't go from an aggressive performance on Tuesday night at Bournemouth to a tepid performance on Saturday. This is the issue. This is where teams get their commitment and their willingness to fight for the cause questioned. And he concludes the recent run is unacceptable. He also mentions the goal scorer Amiobi. Part of the game plan was to make sure that Amiobi was kept on his right side and not to let him cut inside, which is what we did twice. We've allowed him to waltz past us, as Gary Rowett puts us. The two goals were completely avoidable and a set piece where we just don't do our jobs. Yeah, so clearly he sees the problem. Clearly he sees the same game that we're seeing, which is reassuring, in my opinion, dear listeners. What's he going to do about it? That's the question. Now, on Saturday's game, I got some reaction voicemails from the chaps. I've got one that Ryan sent in from slightly too late to catch the cut for Saturday's show. So I'm going to play Ryan Loftus's take on Saturday's performance now.
Achtung, Mehlball.
My thoughts on the game are, you know, not necessarily the game specifically. I think Millwall's season in general at the moment has been obviously really, really bad. I think what we're seeing at this time is the effect of, like Aaron, I think, says quite a lot, three or four seasons of really poor, really, really poor recruitment. Bodvarsson, bad signing. Leonard has been okay, not a great signing for a £1 million player. Bradshaw, poor signing. Scalak, poor signing. Troy Parrott, poor signing. Pierce gave us a bit of a boost, but overall, not a great signing. Murray Wallace, not a great signing. Scott Malone, not fantastic. It's a Mill have a massive flaw in their system at the moment where they can't compete. Look at the likes of Kiefer Moore and Jamal Lowe. I know it's mainly financial, but it's also club image and club style. We can't compete with any other team in the Championship and we're just getting left behind. In terms of the actual tactics, Rowett really needs to think of something, because 15 games now where we've been absolutely dreadful and he doesn't change anything ever. I know Mike mentioned it where we played really well against Bournemouth, sitting off, and then we go to a team like Forest who are behind us and sit off at the same formation and think it's going to work. Like, it just doesn't happen like that. There's no specific plan for specific teams to counter specific threats. It's all just one size fits all. And when you don't have a very good team and your one size isn't fitting anything at the moment, it's just never going to work. So massive work needs to be done. I'm still not necessarily Rowett out, because I just think I don't like the kind of modern attitude of just sacking a manager immediately. I think there's bigger problems. Changing our manager is not going to solve much, personally. I think our team's really, really poor. We had massive issues at the end of last season that were not creating chances at all, being over-reliant on Bart and not having the finishers to put things away. We lost a key player in Malumbi and didn't replace him. And that's just things that are just sinful. I think you've always got to be growing and improving as a team. And, okay, we didn't have a big pre-season. We had really bad form, really, since fans have been gone. But every summer, every window, you've got to improve the team. And Newell haven't done that for two or three windows now. And it's all coming home to roost.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Achtung, Mehlball.
Huge thank you to Ryan for that. One or two points from the internet. Kelly Maloney says online, I hate to see a person lose their job, but professional sport is all about success. If you can't deliver it, it's time to go. Would a chairman keep a failed manager running one of his other businesses, he asks. No, is her answer. The question is, who would replace Gary Rowett? Well, this is the question, Kelly. Who would replace him? Because if we do sack him, which 25% wants, one in four Millwall fans on my poll are asking for that, who are you going to put? Who are you going to appoint? Will it be Adam Barrett? Will it be Alex Pearce? You're really going down to, you know, sticking plaster solutions unless you have replacements lined up. Some Harry mentioned the Cowley brothers, who would be, you know, wouldn't be unhappy with the Cowley brothers, but have we made inquiries? I doubt it. I don't think that's John Berylson's style to start tapping up other managers ahead of chopping a man who he would have given his own personal loyalty to. I would be amazed if Berylson were to sack him, if there were a ready-made line replacement lined up. Now, you could argue that's poor and not particularly ruthless chairmanship, but I don't think that's John Berylson's style. So we would plunge ourselves from having Gary Rowett and whatever you think of his tactical abilities, we'd plunge ourselves into a period of chaos. And I don't know about you, dear listeners, I've had a gutful of chaos over my Millwall supporting life. Diana Day is responding. She's not sure it can be fixed without us fans giving it large at the game. This has been mentioned a few times, the fact there are no fans in the stadium. We won up at Forest last year, she says, with a big following, and Forest were flying high. I mean, again, this comes back to the very, very deep fundamental point of what kind of Millwall are we? Now, backing of an away support is always useful, or home support is always very, very useful. And I think to some extent across our Millwall lives, my Millwall life, your Millwall life, we have very much mythologised the need for the den as the 13th man. And on its day, it's an almighty weapon, isn't it? The problem is that the situations where that's going to be a decisive factor are not, don't come around often enough. A league is 46 games. You do need to be consistent in your style of play. You do need to win games in situations where the impact of the crowd is not always going to be decisive. We are psychologically and historically a club built for the big cup tie, the big occasion, the, you know, the us pitched against the world, the kind of siege mentality Millwall, which is wonderful when it comes along. But the problem is you can pick out those moments from your memory, you know, on across two hands. There aren't that many of them, unfortunately. And a league in its essence requires that you are consistent in your approach home and away. I think I agree with Stan, and it hurts not to agree with Stan, but it hurts because you've got to, at some level, we've got to leave the past behind. And I think there's a few out there now maybe starting to recognise that. I don't know, that the style of play has to become more patient, and we need players that can play that way. Whether we can afford them in the season where we're broke and we've got no fans, and, you know, who knows when we're going to get back into the den at some stage. I'm hoping this year, once I've had my jab. But who knows when that moment will come. We will see. Now, going forward, let's try and leave this little bonus Monday morning nightmare on a positive. Going forward, Gary Rowett has confirmed that Millwall have lodged transfer bids for targets. We failed, obviously, with Jason Malumbi. A club record bid, apparently. I don't know. But apparently we have targets. And Rowett here says to the news at Den, the London News Online, the South London Press, that we're in a similar position. We are working really, really hard. We've got a couple of offers out to clubs for players, and we'll wait to see if they develop. Then he references the lack of income due to the empty stadiums, which is the same for everybody, but some clubs will have greater depth of resources than we have. The challenge is to try and get the ideal player, but there is a feeling for myself we might have to just move forward and get some players in, regardless of whether they are ideal ones or perfect long-term ones. We need to affect the team in the short term and need that little bit of a blend of new players coming into the building. We are working incredibly hard to do that. There's an old economic saying, I don't know if you ever heard this one, listeners, that in the long term we're all dead. We live in the short term. And I know that can be, you know, you always want to plan for the future. But right here, right now, we are steering a relegation fight. Our tactics this season don't seem to have been quite on it. Our team attitude doesn't seem to have been quite on it. Some of the personnel defensively, I'm thinking of Alex Pearce. I don't particularly mean to pick him out, but he lacks pace. I'd sooner see Murray Wallace, but he's injured too. So I imagine that these are the kinds of areas that we're looking to strengthen in, because if we're not, then God help us. Huddersfield away beckons on Wednesday night, just to close out this sequence. Huddersfield mid-table side, erratic win, loss. We need a result. We badly need this team to step up to the plate, show commitment. That was the most hurtful thing about Saturday. And I think the one thing that we've all seen that is the most unacceptable thing at the Den is not to be no good. It's to lack commitment. It is to lack commitment to the cause. You look at our players of the year in the past, and there's some good players in there, but mostly they will be honest, give everything professionals that don't shirk the task ahead. So we need this group of players under this management, under this manager, Gary Rowett, to put aside the past, to step up to the plate and give everything, absolutely everything, leave aside personal disputes, personal thoughts, personal grievances and grudges and all the rest of it, and start fighting. Because if we don't, relegation is looking ever more likely to see. I just wanted to put this out as a little roundup show. I hope you like it. I will try and put out a random fixture as I planned to originally during the week. But until Wednesday night, we'll be back after the Wednesday night programme, after the Wednesday night match. It's arrivederci from me, Nick Hart, and bye for now. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening to Achtung Millwall. If you enjoyed the show, please head over to Apple Podcasts and leave us a cheeky little review. Arrivederci, Millwall. Till next time.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's stamps.com, code program.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.